Across the American West, extreme drought conditions are providing dangerous fuel for wildfires, and the wildfire season has started way ahead of schedule. Many national forests and parks in the Southwest have been closed to visitors. This past weekend, fires burned tens of thousands of acres of public land in Arizona and New Mexico. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran reports.
The Bullock Fire on Mount Lemmon is burning chaparral, ponderosa pine, and mixed conifer trees in the Coronado National Forest, about 15 miles northeast of Tucson. So far, 100 people have been evacuated, and 700 nearby structures are threatened. Joan Vasey, a spokesperson for the U.S. Forest Service, says battling the fire is putting a tremendous strain on resources.
We've got 913 people assigned. In fact, we have two-thirds of the firefighting resource in Arizona and New Mexico.
Crews are using helicopters and air tankers to drop fire retardant on the blaze, and bulldozers, fire engines, and so-called hand crews are fighting it on the ground. Firefighters are thinning small trees and brush in an attempt to choke off the fire's fuel at its leading edge. Vasey says crews still don't have a handle on the fire.
The fire is 40% contained on the east side, where there's no longer any fire activity. It's the west and northwest portions that are active, and that's where our concern is.
Meanwhile, in northern New Mexico, a fire has charred nearly 13,000 acres in the past few days, but slowed down as it moved into higher elevations. Fire officials say it's now 50% contained. The Southwest is struggling through its third straight year of severe drought. On a recent stop here, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman declared the state a drought emergency disaster area, which makes low-interest loans available to drought victims. The dry weather is creating perfect conditions for wildfire, and Arizona's Fire Management Director Kirk Rodabaugh says this is the worst year for wildfire in recent history.
One of the indices we track for fire potential is what we call the probability of ignition, and that's on a scale of 0 to 100, 0 being an ember couldn't start a fire, and 100 means every ember will start a fire. And we're actually running several days in a row this year where the probability of ignition is 100%.
Conditions won't likely improve until midsummer, when the Southwest typically experiences monsoon thunderstorms. But there's a danger in those, too. After people, lightning is the most common cause of wildfire in the desert. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.